SABC News, independent and impartial. In the headlines, a business rescue practitioner appointed for SAA and Eskom to hold a meeting today over load shedding.
Blitzbox survived a scare and had to come from behind in their first game in the Dubai Sevens tournament. I've got that and more for you at 6:30.
Good morning. Les Matheson has been appointed as business rescue practitioner in SAA's voluntary business rescue service. Metal Workers Union NUMSA is claiming victory in the wake of SAA filing for urgent voluntary business rescue. NUMSA's Pakamile Tlubi Majola.
By government having undergone this voluntary process, we are very suspicious of their intentions, just because we know consistently that we're dealing with a board and an executive management who have been obstacles in the way of turning around this airline in rooting out corruption. And now that government has embarked on this, it's become patently clear to us that their intention has been so that they can continue to control the process.
Eskom will hold a meeting today to determine whether load shedding will continue. Yesterday, the power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding from 4 p.m. due to a shortage of capacity and a highly constrained system. Eskom deputy spokesperson Dikgatso Motaeel.
The system has been consistently constrained over a long period of time, and there is a likelihood that we may need to load shed. We are having our emergency meeting, and we'll be in a better position certainly to advise on how the rest of the week and the weekend will look like in terms of the load shedding.
A teacher and an administrative clerk at Kuyakhanya Primary School near Inyanga on the Cape Flats are set to appear in the Khayelitsha Magistrates Court today. This is in connection with the alleged sexual abuse of learners during a school camp. The two were arrested last month. The DA says it will be heading to court over the appointment of the EFF's Obakeng Ramabodu as the acting Tshwane speaker. The DA claims that it's illegal to elect an acting speaker when the speaker, as well as the city manager, is available to preside over a meeting. Ramabodu was elected at yesterday's Tshwane Council meeting after Speaker Katlego Mateo.